While some crops have already been planted, there is still seed going into the ground. And in order for those seeds to grow into a healthy crop, they need to have good soil fertility. And according to Monsanto agronomist Greg Ferguson, it's important for growers to reevaluate their soil fertility plans.
A grower needs to think of his soil as his manufacturing facility, because that's basically what it is. It's where he manufactures the commodities that he sells. And it's really, really important. One of the biggest things that I see from year to year where we have the biggest problems is with pH. You don't want your pH too high. You don't want your pH too low. Realistically, with an improper or an unbalanced pH in the field, you can put all the nutrients you can put in the field, but they're not available to the plants, or they're certainly not available to be taken up by the plants, and especially in inclement weather, cold conditions or things like that. It's just extremely important to make sure that your pH is balanced. You know, the best pH basically runs from about 6.8 to about 7.1 or so, and that kind of depends on the soil and the area, but that's basically where the best pH is for most of our areas in southeast U.S.
And Ferguson knows soils vary in different areas across the southeast, and thus he encourages growers to learn more by contacting their local extension office.
You know, there are differences in soils from region to region, and there are certain things in certain places that might be a little different from one state to another. Certain micronutrients that may be more available or less available, depending on the region or the soil that they have. So it would certainly be best to go to their local extension services to understand what the best soil fertility and really the watch outs that they might have in their area.
Or for more information, contact your local Monsanto representative. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.